Academic English for Students of the Humanities at the Faculty of Arts and the School of Social Studies, Masaryk University. This course was produced by the Language Education Center for the 2003-2004 academic year. Listening exercises, Side A, first semester. Seminar 3, Presentations 2, Speaking Confidently.
First, I'd say that the key to being a successful public speaker is to put yourself in the position of the audience. When a presentation fails, it's often because the person speaking is thinking too much about him or herself, not about the audience.
What about the presentation itself?
Well, my main tips here would be, first, don't make your presentation too long, and keep to the agreed time. If it is supposed to be 20 minutes, make sure it doesn't go on for half an hour. Secondly, don't have more than 4 or 5 main points. People can't usually remember more than that anyway, so make 4 or 5 your maximum. Thirdly, try to only use your normal vocabulary, words which come naturally to you. Don't experiment with new words. You'll probably mispronounce them. And finally, write your notes out in very big writing so you can see each page or paragraph at a glance.
What about nerves, that awful feeling that everyone has before an important occasion?
Well, it's impossible to completely overcome nerves when you're speaking in public, but you can learn to cope with their effects. Firstly, try to get rid of your personal nervous habits. For example, try not to make a noise with the keys in your pocket or touch your hair all the time. Secondly, don't worry about sweat or perspiration. The audience can't see it. And thirdly, remember the audience wants you to succeed. They haven't come to see you fail.
What about telling jokes?
Well, I'd say definitely use funny anecdotes from your personal experience, stories and things like that. But be careful, for example, about making jokes about other people or other nationalities. That can be offensive, and only use jokes if you're comfortable telling them.
What do you think is the most important moment in a presentation, the beginning or the end?
I'd say the beginning. If you start badly, the audience may go to sleep or even leave. So try to start your presentation strongly with your main point, the main message you want to get across, and then give specific examples.
If you were asked to give just one piece of advice?
Well, as Shakespeare said, to thyself be true, or in modern language, be yourself, be natural. People communicate best when they feel relaxed and confident, and that's what you must learn to do in front of an audience, whether it's 2 or 3 people, or 2,000.